People of the risen King. That is why we gather not only today, but every Lord's Day. We come to praise Him, singing as one voice. We also come today especially to remember Jesus and His journey. First to the Passover table, then to the cross on Calvary, and beyond the empty tomb. And He invites us to savor those moments in fellowship with His people. He bids us to come celebrate His love, His mercy, His forgiveness, and His gift of eternal life. He bids us now come to the table.
Thank you.
days, there was a man known to us as John the Baptist, who was sent from God to be a witness, a forerunner of the Messiah. John reminded his own followers, "I am not the Savior, but a voice of one crying out in the wilderness." One day, John saw a man, Jesus of Nazareth, in the crowd, and God revealed to John the truth. He proclaimed of Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world."
Sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of grace.
The prophet Isaiah said, "We are like sheep, each of us turning to our own sinful way. And because of his love for us, God would not let us continue to wander hopelessly. Instead, he laid all of our sins upon his own son to pay the price for our disobedience. Jesus was led like a lamb to slaughter, willing to become sin for us, that by his death our iniquities and our sorrows could be taken away forever." The cruelty against him began with a betrayal. One of his own turned Jesus over to the Roman and Jewish authorities. Jesus was tried, beaten, and mocked. Then, carrying his own cross, He went out to the hill called Calvary. There they crucified him.
My Savior's love for me.
body laid in a borrowed tomb, the deed was done, or so Jesus' enemies thought. A large stone was rolled across the entrance of the tomb, and no one knew what to believe. If he was indeed their Savior, how could he have been executed like a criminal? Hope was gone. The darkness of despair covered their hearts. Then early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the gravesite. She saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. So she ran and told the others, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." No one realized at first what had happened, but finally God opened their eyes, revealing to them the truth. Jesus' body was no longer there in the tomb, for he had risen from the dead.
Behold the Lamb.
John the Baptist proclaimed this as Jesus stepped out into the world. John the Apostle proclaimed in his book of Revelation that we will one day behold the Lamb ourselves. This time we will see him on the throne of heaven. But for now we are encouraged that Jesus, the Lamb of God, can live in our hearts through faith in him. We can now begin to understand the length and width and height and depth of God's love. Although it surpasses our wildest imaginations, the Lamb of God gave himself as a sacrifice, but also he is a mighty warrior, our Savior, the author of our salvation. Now to him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of